word of God speak, which you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I, by the grace of God, read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, as in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cause us to understand your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it. And Lord, we pray that most of all souls would be saved by it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, So be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not, but they did them not. And the Lord said unto me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, And they went after their little g gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the little g gods unto whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Pardon me. Verse 13, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have ye set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What hath my beloved to do in mine house, seeing she hath wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For the Lord of hosts that planted thee hath pronounced evil against thee, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense unto Baal. And the Lord hath given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou showedest me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that is, pardon me, that his name may be no more remembered. But, O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith the Lord of the men of Anathoth, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of the Lord, that thou die not by our hand. I want to repeat that verse. Therefore thus saith the Lord of the men of Anathoth, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of the Lord, that thou die not by our hand. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. And there shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their visitation. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah chapter 11. Now here is the sense of it from Matthew Henry's commentary. Chapter contents, the disobedient Jews reproved, their utter ruin, the people would be destroyed who sought the prophet's life. God never promised to bestow blessings on his rational creatures while they persist in willful disobedience. Pardon and acceptance are promised freely to all believers, but no man can be saved who does not obey the command of God to repent, to believe in Christ, to separate from sin and the world, to choose self-denial and newness of life. In general, men will hearken to those who speak of doctrines, promises, and privileges, but when duties are mentioned, they will not bend their ear. Evil pursues sinners and entangles them in snares out of which they cannot free themselves. Now, in their distress, their many gods and many altars stand them in no stead, and those whose own prayers will not be heard cannot expect benefit from the prayers of others. Their profession of religion shall prove of no use. When trouble came upon them, they made this their confidence, but God has rejected it. His altar shall yield them no satisfaction. The remembrance of God's former favors to them shall be no comfort under troubles, and his remembrance of them shall be no argument for their relief. Every sin against the Lord is a sin against ourselves, and so it will be found sooner or later. The prophet Jeremiah tells much concerning himself, the times he lived in being very troublesome, the times he lived in being very troublesome. Those of his own city plotted how they might cause his death. The prophet Jeremiah tells much concerning himself, the times he lived in being very troublesome. Those of his own city plotted how they might cause his death. They thought to end his days, but he outlived most of his enemies. They thought to blast his memory, but it lives to this day and will be blessed while time lasts. God knows all the secret designs of his and his people's enemies, and can, when he pleases, make them known. God's justice is a terror to the wicked, but a comfort to the godly. When we are wronged, we have a God to commit our cause to, and it is our duty to commit it to him. We should also look well to our own spirits, that we are not overcome with evil, but that by patient continuance in praying for our enemies and in kindness to them, we may overcome evil with good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening with me to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, dear friend, trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior if you have not done that. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou you shalt be saved. Stay tuned for the plan of salvation that can lead you to Christ and to life everlasting. May God bless you real good, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six